You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Three, four. good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. And the current show that you're listening to is called Canada Post Rock. And starting off the program was something from Silt Breeze Records. That was something from Pink Reason, a track called Dead End, which is taken from the Cleaning the Mirror album. Came out in, I think, 2007, I do believe. Anyways, check out Silt Breeze Records for some more awesome lo-fi stuff like that. And Pink Reason is mainly the work of one guy named Kevin Dubrow. Puts out a lot of stuff on the Silt Breeze record label, so definitely check out some more stuff from him. It's all very awesome. So I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening, so if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. And once again, my name is P-Bone. And check out canadapostrock.ca for the latest podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. And don't forget to check citr.ca for all the latest CITR info and stuff like that. How to get involved, what kind of friends card discounts we have, and like pretty much anything you want to know is about CITR is at citr.ca. So I got a pretty mixed bag of stuff in the next hour. And starting off the program, we're going to hear a set from that features the music of Samara Lubelski. And she's a singer-songwriter out of Brooklyn, New York, I do believe. And she's also a famed recorder. She produces tons of albums at the Rare Bookroom Studio. The first of which that you're going to hear from her is a project that she's involved with called Metal Mountains. Metal Mountains have a new album out called Golden Trees. It's out on the Amish record label. It's called Amish Records. It's based out of New York. Check out some more info at amishrecords.com. This features her as well as a singer named Helen Rush on vocals, as well as a guy named Patrick Sublearn, I do believe is his name. I think he goes under the name PG6, and he's put out a couple albums out on Drag City Records. But the latest album is called Golden Trees, and you're going to hear a track called Structures in the Sun. Really beautiful, it's kind of summertime golden psych track that you're going to hear. And then after Metal Mountains, you're going to hear something from Samara Lubelski herself in a 2005 album called Spectacular of Passages. And you're going to hear a track called Snow White Feathered Man. And this came out on the Social Registry record label, also based out of New York. She's got almost kind of like a summertime country feel to this album. And anyways, check out some more stuff. She's got a lot of stuff on Social Registry as well as Day Style Records. And she even put out an album out on Thurston Moore's Ecstatic Peace record label. That one came out in 2009. So right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio, this is something from Metal Mountains, followed by Samara Lubelski.
Thank you. It makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And that was a set featuring the music of Samira Lubelski. Most recent was a track from her 2005 album called Spectacular of Passages. You heard a track called Snow White Feathered Man. And prior to that, you heard something from the new Metal Mountains release. It's called Golden Trees, and it's out on Amish Records. And you heard a track called Structures in the Sun. And definitely check out her recording roster. She's recorded a lot of stuff at the Rare Book Room record label. And that's a recording studio based out of New York who is, they've put out a few records as well. But just do a quick search on some of the artists that have recorded there. There's a huge roster of just amazing artists there. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. You got about half an hour left on the program. Well, a little over half an hour. And we're going to go into a set of fellows with very deep accents. And you're going to hear something from Gruff Riss. He's got a new album called Hotel Shampoo. And you're going to hear a track off of it called If We Were Words. And if you're not familiar, Gruff Riss is the Welsh singer behind the famed pop group known as Super Furry Animals. And he's really recently put out a few solo albums. The latest is this one called Hotel Shampoo, and it's out on a label called Wichita Records. And then after that, I decided to play a kind of a classic track, something from it's something like the second Arab Strap album. It's called First Big Weekend, and you can hear pretty much the most popular Arab Strap track ever. Let me see. So yeah, you're just going to hear these two artists, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called If We Were Words by Gruff Riss.
Wandering hearts ticking together, but always apart. Open the door and the future restarts. The night never claimed you were mine. Just if we were words, we would rhyme. Caution and regret, a cowardly dog barking empty threats. Backchecking, dancing as patterns are set. The night never claimed you were mine. Just if we were words, we would rhyme. Make the process within 27 days, delivery free. Send me round the globe and back again to you a flower. Wheels come off and hobble over to the next replacement of choice. But you were the sentence that gave me a voice. Now I cry as we by the by. Thank you. back. You'd ask me to keep it discreet, so I'll sing the song of deceit. And I'd never claim you were mine, just if we were words you would rhyme. If we were words we would rhyme. If we were words we would rhyme.
So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then I even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so some of us had to get the train. We got through quite late, and we went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting down the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nutted, and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. Stairs to buy some drink. We had intended to watch a football in the afternoon, but we passed it by then, slept right through it. I winked to find English on 1-2-0. Then went to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supplies, so we got home, we decided to go down to John Zindy Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the tomb, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steep fence, which resulted in severe bruising on our hands, legs and groins. But we had a good laugh on the stuff, especially the tube slide, which probably doubles up as a urinal for drunk teens. Then we walked through the woods to look at the tomb. It was a big disappointment, but the mist on the lake was cool. Sunday afternoon, we got up to John's with a lot of beer and time to watch The Simpsons. It was a really good episode about Lover was ended in tragedy, except, of course, for Marge and Homer. I was quite moved at the end, and to tell you the truth, my eyes were a bit damp. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street. Keeping us in. We went up the pub about 10. It was busy for a Sunday. Lots of people we know, including my first ever girlfriend. And I still find very attractive, quite friendly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. My friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her, she was still quite pleasant. At the same time I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt to try and chat up a girl with him called Joe. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something. I couldn't sleep again that night, thanks to some seriously disturbing nightmares. Matthew said I should cut down on the cheese.
Went for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with my friends, it's especially summer. Went for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with my friends, it's especially summer. Went for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with my friends, it's especially summer. Went for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with my friends, it's especially summer.
I got some sleep eventually on Monday afternoon. It was a beautiful day. Later that evening, Malcolm introduced me to Pure American, 179 a litre, 8.2%. Judith and Lorna came and went up, and we sat in my back garden and drank. Then Matthew came over and went out of town. It's officially summer.
Weekend that lasted forever. Get high with our friends. It's officially summer.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Arab's Trap. First Big Weekend is taken from the album that came out a long time ago called The Week Never Starts Around Here, out on Matador Records. And I do believe that's actually, I've heard that that's like a top 40 hit over there in Scotland, but obviously not here. I thought that was a really, really good early summer and spring track. It was just perfect for it. Prior to that, you heard something from Gruff Riss and a track off his new album called Hotel Shampoo, and you heard a track called If We Were Words, and it's off a record label called Wichita Records. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and got about just over half an hour left on the program, and we're going to get some Canadian stuff, and you're going to hear the fantastic new album from Constellation from Ephraim Manuel Minuk, and he's one of the founders of Godspeed You Black Emperor and Silver Mount Zion, and he's involved with so many different artists on this Constellation record label. He's got a new solo album out called High Gospel, and you're going to hear a track called Our Lady of Park Extension and Her Munificent Sorrows, and it just came out on Constellation Records. Pick it up at cstrecords.com. And pick up the vinyl version if you can. Constellation always puts out some fantastic vinyl, really heavy vinyl, and just some awesome presentation, really awesome liner notes and artwork and stuff like that. So right here on Canada Post Rock, this is something from Ephraim Minuk, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Ephraim Manuel Manuk, the opening track off his new album called High Gospel, out on Constellation Records. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR Radio, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And if you're anything like me, you're at the Weird 3 Festival at the Waldorf Hotel yesterday. Hopefully you made it out. This is a fantastic show. Totally worth it. It was like 20 bands for 20 bucks. Super, super good deal. And one of my favorite parts of the show was a Montreal band called Das Amore. And it featured some members of a few other bands that played that night, like a band called Velvet Chrome. And, I don't know, some other dude played as well. But they're based out of Montreal, and they're one of the people, or some of the people behind the record label called Hobo Cult Records. Just do a quick search and you can find a lot of the related bands. And once again, that's Hobo Cult Records. They played just a crazy mix of psych and dub and electronic type beats and just like screams and stuff like that. It's just an amazing set. They only played like one song and it was like 20 minutes. So you're going to hear something from Das Amore. You're going to hear a track called, well, I do believe it's in French. It's called Soda's Fazion Impossible. And it features an artist called JLK. So right here, you're going to hear a 15-minute track, and then I'll probably get back to you, maybe talk a bit and play one more track. But for now, enjoy this 15-minute track by this Montreal group called Das Amore, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Montreal, an artist named Das Amore, who played at the Weird 3 Festival at the Waldorf Hotel, and that was a track taken from a cassette album that came out just recently. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show thus far. Once again, check out canadapostrock.ca for the podcast and playlists. And don't forget to check out citr.ca for all the latest CITR info. So I'm going to leave you with one last track, and it's from a very interesting black metal band that's out on Thrill Jockey, of all labels. They're a band called Liturgy, and they're based out of Brooklyn, New York, I do believe. And they have a new album called Aesthetica. And you can hear a track called True Will, and it's definitely true to form, just in-your-face, blistering black metal. So check it out. It's definitely worth picking up, and it's kind of a surprising departure for Thrill Jockey Records. I'm pretty sure it's their first black metal release. Anyways, stay tuned. I'll be here next week with some more great music on the program. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Liturgy.